Hi, this is Laurie A. Couture, author of Instead of Medicating and Punishing. Welcome to episode 2 of The Free and Joyful Childhood. This radio show discusses attachment parenting, unschooling, natural family living, children's rights, how mainstream culture harms children, families, and humanity. We talk about healing children's emotional, behavioral, and learning issues in a holistic manner. I hope you enjoyed the pilot episode of The Free and Joyful Childhood. Today I thought I would, I'm sort of feeling the intuitive urge to plug a few books that are on my shelf, and this in no way excludes all the other wonderful books that I've read, but just some books on my shelf that I want to plug, and if you have any you want to call in and add to this list, there is a call-in number, 1-661-449-9319, to come into the show live. For me, I think one of the first books that really opened me up to the whole world of attachment parenting was, you know, the classic from the 70s, Jean Leadoff's The Continuum Concept. This is a book that I feel everybody, every parent, anybody who deals in any manner with children needs to read. This is a book that's a gateway into it. It is a slower read because it's very detailed, very technical. It takes some time, but it's basically the author living with a peaceful tribal culture, the Aquana in South America, and the vast and absolutely drastic polarization between the way this culture interacts and raises their children compared to how we do it in industrialized cultures. Another excellent author is Jan Hunt. She writes The Natural Child, Parenting from the Heart, very basic, absolutely necessary attachment parenting book. Excellent book by Naomi Aldort, Raising Our Children, Raising Ourselves. Naomi has a very radical yet natural, it shouldn't be radical, but unfortunately in our culture it is, radical but natural way of helping children handle their emotions and helping them, you know, trusting them in trusting them to choose through freedom what they need, trusting their choices, helping them deal with their emotional issues without drama. An excellent, you know, classic is Ashley Montague's Touching, The Human Significance of the Skin. This book gets into the technical, neurological aspects of how a touch-starved culture such as ours absolutely harms people, and how we physically, we emotionally, socially, and neurologically need touching. I love Marshall Rosenberg's Nonviolent Communication and a lot of the books that were spurned by that, Respectful Parents, Respectful Kids, by Sarah Hart and Victoria Kendall Hodgson. I think Pam Leo's book, Connection Parenting, Parenting Through Connection Instead of Coercion, Through Love Instead of Fear, is excellent. Not only is she an author within my publisher, Wyatt McKenzie, I want to plug Wyatt McKenzie, but her book is just so humble and yet so powerful and so life-changing. I wish I could afford to buy multiple copies and hand them out to my clients. Another book that is a must-read, this is a textbook-style book. This is not something you just sit down and read in one shot, but a book that requires study, but it's worth it. It's called Saharaja, The 4000 BCE Origins of Child Abuse, Sex Repression, Warfare, and Social Violence in the Deserts of the Old World by James DeMeo. This book convincingly outlines the origins of child abuse as a problem relating to some major and drastic climate changes that caused people to become so stressed out that, almost in a global manner in that particular region, they were abandoning their natural holistic parenting styles and turning to more survival mode. And unfortunately, this traumatizing sort of way of life was, eventually spread throughout the planet. Those are some of the books that I wanted to start with as far as attachment parenting. My gosh, as far as unschooling and alternative education, I could go on and on. My shelves are just packed with them. I definitely want to plug Dana Martin's Radical Unschooling, the Unschooling Handbook, which, Jan Hunt, the Unschooling Unmanual. Jan Hunt does that one. In Defense of Childhood, Protecting Children's Inner Wildness by Chris Mercogliano, which is about the Albany Free School. A lot of the books on the Sudbury Valley Free School. John Taylor Gatto's Dumbing Us Down is pretty much a classic. Weapons of Mass Instruction is his latest book. Deschooling Our Lives, edited by Matt Hearn, is one I would recommend. Grace Llewellyn's The Teenage Liberation Handbook. Anything by John Holt. Stephen Harrison's The Happy Child. And then, of course, absolutely should be on every unschooling shelf, The Unschooling Handbook by Mary Griffith. These are just some of the many books that I have on unschooling. And of course, I hope you consider my book, Instead of Medicating and Punishing, Healing the Causes of Our Children's Acting Out Behavior by Parenting and Educating the Way Nature Intended. My book is different in a lot of ways from books that are just primarily one subject or another, because I pull in attachment parenting, unschooling, mental health, trauma, neurological issues, some historical pieces, and I wrap it all into one. Because of my background, I've worn a lot of hats, so I've seen a lot of different perspectives. That sort of segues me into another thing. We have about seven minutes left on the show. If anyone wants to call in, that'd be great. But in the meantime, I want to talk a little bit about the mental health field and how that, unfortunately, does not support children really truly healing and getting better. I've worked as a licensed mental health counselor for 10 years. I wasn't licensed for 10 years, but you have to put in your years and then you get your license. I've been licensed for many years. I don't know how long. Only about 8, I think. And I've been working in the field. I also worked in social work. And one of the things that is just so difficult is watching how children and families come to the mental health field desperate a lot of times. In some cases, they're coming as a last resort. In some cases, it's a first resort because, they might have been referred. In some cases, they don't want to be there at all, and they're court mandated or they're forced or they've guilted into it. So what you have is a situation where families are feeling at a loss of what to do. Usually a family problem or their children are acting out in some way. There's behavioral, emotional, some kind of learning problem. A lot of times the schools are telling parents that there's something wrong with your child because the child can't fit into the box of this oppressive environment of the school, and so they're telling them that they suspect ADHD. So the issue is that when we look to our culture, to help us answer the problem of a sick culture, then the only answers that can be given to us are tainted answers, answers that are coming from the sickness of the culture. So if the mental health field is just as indoctrinated in our culture as the things that are causing the problems for the children. So, unfortunately, the families come into the mental health clinics expecting to have remedies for their family problems, and they're just receiving more of the same advice that is causing the disconnection in the first place. They're coming, trying to find answers as to why my child has a tough time learning, and the answers are, keep dealing with the schools, keep dealing with the schools, keep giving more of the same. Really, the answers lie outside of these issues. More of the same will give you more of the same. I think Einstein had said it where he had said more, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Well, that's what I feel that, and well-meaning, because there's a lot of great clinicians out there, but well-meaning, the mental health field is just feeding us more and more of the same. What really needs to happen is parents need a radical shift away from industrialized parenting. We need to connect to our children. We need to listen to our children. We need to be physically and emotionally affectionate to them. We need to give them our time. We need to pull them out of today's consumeristic culture, turn off the media, and physically get involved with your children. We need to have alternatives to traditional public school. Children need to direct their own learning according to their own interests. They need to get out of that jail cell prison, and they need a situation, whether it's a child-centered, non-traditional school like a Waldorf or a Montessori style, some sort of child-centered school, or what I feel is the best form of education is unschooling or life learning, where the child learns according to their own innate desire to do so, with the parent as somebody who provides guidance and resources and helps the child hook into the community. And what's possible for that will be a subject of future shows. But the problem is, when we just keep recycling the culture for families, mental health treatment can't happen. When children are traumatized, they don't need drugs. They don't need to sit there and talk and rehash the trauma. That actually causes further trauma. They need brain-based interventions like EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, or neurofeedback. These brain-based treatments actually get in there and help the brain metabolize the trauma to a part of the brain that can actually heal it. By drugging a child, you're preventing them from feeling what they need to feel to get through it. So what I offer families is I offer families my supportive parenting coaching, and I help provide positive, holistic, and very effective solutions and support for any severity level of your child's emotional, behavioral, and learning challenges, children of all ages, from, before birth to, late adolescence. Oftentimes, if parents will get some coaching sessions, they don't even have to get involved with the mental health system at all, because the coaching helps empower parents to be able to heal their children on their own. Or if it's a situation like trauma where there might need to be another intervention, then I can help provide referrals. We can hook people into services that they can use that will actually be helpful. And it's sad about the mental health field, because there's a lot of really well-meaning and caring clinicians that really want to make a difference, but they were trained in the same poisonous system that, we all have been. And so the way out of that is you have to break outside the box. If the system is harmful to begin with, and we just keep recycling that, then we're really just treading water. We need to look outside the box, and we need to kind of go back to what humanity needs. What does the brain need? What do we need physically, emotionally, neurologically, socially, as human beings? We need to go back to nature and look what other mammals do. What do other mammals do? People, tribal societies, people that live a lot more authentically. And, of course, there's no such thing as a utopian society, so we can't, expect that, tribal people are going to be perfect. There's some very violent tribes out there, the violent tribes tend to be people who have been tainted by industrialized cultures. But we need to look at these human beings who are living more authentically. We need to look at them as examples of what could we be doing. This will be a subject of further shows. I want to thank you for joining me for the second episode of the Free and Joyful Childhood Radio Show. Please join me next time. This is Laurier Couture, your host. Please visit lauriercouture.com to read my blog. And to learn a little bit more about my supportive parenting coaching services and my book, Instead of Medicating and Punishing. Thank you very much.